Hello and welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. And today we're joined by a special man, the assistant to the president for development in the Michigan District, and that's Ray Zavada. And we're going to be talking about the Here We Stand campaign, which Ray was directly responsible for. It's a project that started back in 2015 to help our churches, our workers and members and communities, not only here in our backyard, but throughout the world. And Ray, I'll just let you start it out. You had lofty goals. $10 million is what you wanted to raise. And go ahead and tell us how we're doing right now.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, it was a lofty goal, $10 million, but you know, even though Ray was responsible for this campaign was not just Ray by any means. I mean, this began back in 2015. We went to the convention that year and asked the convention delegates if they would be supportive of us doing a capital campaign in the Michigan District as we approach the 500th anniversary of the Reformation and kind of build a campaign around that theme. And praise God, those that were at the convention were strongly behind us with a vote of over 94% of that convention. Those delegates said, yes, let's go ahead and do a campaign like that. So we went to work. And when we went to work, we pulled together a blueprint committee. We came together in a room with a blank slate. We had no idea what this campaign would be called, what the initiatives were going to be, what the goals were going to be. And we just went to work. And God did assemble a group of about 15 people from varying backgrounds, pastors, lay people, people in business, donors, non-donors. And we just pulled the thoughts together and came to get out of that blueprint planning process with a campaign called Here We Stand. And then off of that planning process, we put together a very strategically planned steering committee. And this steering committee took it from there, and we walked this thing through the next 5 years.
There were four targets, right? Professional church worker scholarships, innovative missional ministries, Michigan District Endowment, and international ministries. Talk about the importance of these four categories and how you came about to focus on that.
Yeah, as we discussed what was important for future ministry, you know, through and in the Michigan District, those were the four that were established. They are, you know, professional church worker scholarships, which we thought would be probably the one area that the members of our congregations in the Michigan District would be most highly supportive of. And as it turned out, that wasn't the case. You know, that was a surprise. Based on previous campaigns and so forth that we've held and other kinds of fund development exercises we've done, that has always been a priority for those in our district. But as it turned out, the second category, innovative missional ministry, ended up being the area that our membership, our congregations gravitated towards. And then certainly endowment, as we look at making sure fundings were always available for future ministry, that came in where we thought it would be probably the fourth highest of the initiatives. And then what really surprised us as well was international ministries with, you know, a tremendous support level for that. So we were able to do some very, very strategic things under the leadership of President Meyer as we made some decisions overseas and South Africa as we support the ministry there. So all of those things came together because, you know, people put their heads together and prayed and said, hey, what is going to make an impact for future ministry here and beyond the Michigan District?
$4.5 million has been raised already for the Innovative Missional Ministries. Talk a little bit about where that money goes and how that will get dispersed throughout the district.
Well, I would imagine most people listening to this have heard the phrase Acts 2 Enterprise, or as we refer to it as A2E. That's our urban ministry initiative in the Michigan District of Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, you know, Benton Harbor, Grand Rapids. You know, that certainly has been a recipient of those funds, the Innovative Missional Ministry funds. That's been a very large portion of it for now and for many years to come as this money is being allocated over a period of another 5 to 8 years beyond today. So that's been a tremendous blessing to that area. But there's many components within A2E. I mean, we hear about some of the parts that are like our summer sports camps that we do through VBS. That's an important one. But all of Pastor Bodley's work in Detroit and Pastor Jones in the Flint area. They too have some just very innovative missional ministries themselves. We call the category innovative missional ministry, but they take it to the next level and implement those within their communities. So whatever they need to fund, to support, that they need financial support for, we're here to try to provide that so they can carry out their, you know, vision for their ministry and ministries.
Why don't we talk a little bit about the generosity of the district, and then you can also touch on how CEF helped out as well.
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeff. The generosity of Michigan District donors has been phenomenal. You know, when we set a goal of $10 million back in, maybe 2015, early 2016, when that all came together, you know, one of the things that was not predicted at that time was a major pandemic. You know, that pandemic, as it, for 2 years, just changed things dramatically. And we were really worried at one point, you know, how are congregations, how are individuals going to be able to respond and continue to fund this campaign at a level that will take us to our goal and hopefully allow us to exceed it. But they did. The donors of the Michigan District are generous, generous people. They respond when there's a need to respond, and they respond at high levels. And certainly one of those is the Church Extension Fund of the Michigan District. This goes back to in the days when Ron Steinke was still president and CEO of Church Extension. We approached Ron, I think, very boldly if he would consider being a significant part of the funding of this campaign. And as you would expect, they were. Ron, kind of took the leadership with this and said, we're going to give you $100,000 for every $1 million in cash you receive, a 10% match. And that's been a wonderful blessing. To this date, we have qualified to receive $900,000 from Church Extension Fund through that. What do you think? 10%? It doesn't sound like that's that much, but $900,000 is a lot of funding. And they have been most gracious to that. Back in October of 2017, we had a wonderful, wonderful worship service at the Breslin Center on the campus of Michigan State University in East Lansing. Over 13,000 people from our Michigan district and even beyond came to worship at that worship service. And the monies that was needed to pay for that event, over $100,000 was the cost of that event. And our friends at Church Extension Fund said, yeah, we're going to pay for that so that there's no cost taken out of the campaign. And a third area was a grant they gave us, a very large grant of $350,000. And this grant was given so that whenever a person gave a dollar, that dollar went for the purpose it was intended, to one of those four initiatives, or more than four if they allowed it to be. So they have been so gracious to us and generous. They paid for every piece of paper, every brochure we created, anything that was an expense to putting this campaign together. Our partners in ministry at the Church Extension Fund say, yeah, we're part of that, and here's the means of which you can do that. So, yeah, we're most thankful to Ron for getting this put into motion, and now with Jim Saufelt and John Bates, being in the lead, have continued to that and stayed very, very faithful and loyal to that early decision.
And one of the cool things about being able to donate to this campaign was the fact that you could choose, like you talked about, you could choose where you wanted your money to go. If you wanted it to go to new church workers that are coming out and have the, or scholarship money, if you wanted it to go to the innovative missional ministries or the endowment or the international ministry, you got that choice. And that had to make a big difference in the hearts of a lot of the donors, I imagine.
Yes, it certainly did. I mean, having that ability to determine and direct where you want your dollars to go is important to donors. I mean, we all have areas in which we'd like to support and areas that we are not as supportive of. Not that they're less important, but they're areas that are not at the center of our hearts. So, yeah, our donors had that choice, had that option. They could support one, two, three, or all four of the ministries as they chose. And I promise you, every dollar, as they indicated, they wanted their dollars to be given and then eventually spent, were done in that way. Yeah, exactly the way the donor wanted it to go.
This campaign is not over. It continues, right? So there is still time to get involved if you haven't gotten involved already, or if you want to invest more into it. There's still an opportunity there.
Yeah, the opportunity still exists. At convention in June, I will have the real privilege of sharing what we call a final report to our convention delegates about the Here We Stand campaign and kind of bring them up to date on what has already transpired. And if I could call it this, it's a soft closing. The closing will end when people stop contributing to the campaign. That's when it'll finally end. Through wonderful budget management here at the Michigan District, we anticipate every campaign will have a 10-year lifespan from the funds that are received. So we're 5 years now into Here We Stand. So another 5 years of funding will be put into place to help distribute these monies at least another 5 years, and perhaps even longer if those that still have an interest still support. The campaign may end, but those initiatives will never end. There always will need to be a need to put funds into those four areas of the campaign, as we've just talked about. So please, consider. Continue going forward, being generous and supporting, one, two, three, or all four of those initiatives for as long as you feel that's important for you to do so.
You can go to michigandistrict.org/here-we-stand-campaign. That's michigandistrict.org, Here We Stand campaign. So check it out there. There's still time to get involved, and still definitely a great, great way to bless a number of people within our district.
Yeah, absolutely. And, if getting on online is not your way of gifting, certainly just take a moment to do it the old-fashioned way. Write a check and put it in an envelope and to Michigan District at our address, which is easy to find, or call our office and get that address. And just write on your check what you would like to support within those four ministries, and your gift will be allocated as you direct us to do so.
Well, Ray, we've been blessed with your time, and the Michigan District has definitely been blessed with all of the work that you've done. So we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts that the work that you did will bless so many here within our district. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And I extend that thank you through to, hundreds of people well beyond myself. Nearly a couple of thousand donors and all those that helped in the planning. A lot of people made Here We Stand a very successful campaign that exceeded its goal of $10 million. And certainly, it's not one person. There's a lot of people that made this a successful undertaking for our district.
Well, thank you, Ray. And thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day.